Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do.
My. God is blessed us one more time to come before you. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Real Time. It is a show that just focuses on life issues. I have an awesome team that joins us from time to time. When we're talking about the various issues regards to the political issue, social issues, we want to be able to talk about it. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in or using the device you have to type in your comments. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, your location in the chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and a team of awesome individuals that make up Prime Time. Also, if you want to check us out on the web link, if you feel you're at your computer, you want to type in www.blogtalkradio.com/WSW Internet Talk Radio. And also, you have a chance because we have several devices. We begin to expand to the point where we can just talk about plain old life issues. We have an opportunity to, you can tweet the show. BSW Radio at Victor Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10 at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Then on Instagram, we're partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Attorney Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter Greenville, and the handle is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We also broadcast on President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, as well as we are live on Zoom. Back it up. We're not on Zoom tonight, but we are on Facebook, facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. We're on Tumblr, which is at Dr. Lowe Smith dash blog, and also on TikTok Live, and that's Dr. L. Smith. So we have several devices working tonight, and we have an awesome show planned. On the title of tonight's show is We Stand Divided. And truly, truly, going on that's leading to a possibility of being not standing aside, but on the side. I also want to share with you that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, have listeners and watchers in 40 countries. We're excited because we're on every continent except South America. Until about a month ago, we're broadcast in Brazil now. So we're just truly, truly excited about having that system of listeners that want to be a part of it as well. We want you to register for WBSW Radio Giveaways. What we need for you to type in names, and we know who your name is, or you want to send me the transaction. Or we work with that Cash Out, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle to LorenzoDSmith15@gmail.com. And you can be part of our awesome giveaway. Now, last week was truly a great opportunity because it was our 6-year anniversary. And we gave away 2 trips, one to Hawaii, which was shout out to Ashley Edwards Tipton's, and also to trip to Vegas 3 nights and 4 days, and it was to a little 5-day single fraternity, Brother Tyrone. I don't to listen because he sent me an email I've been trying to get, but I got his number. I'm going to give him a call, and he won the trip to Vegas. We gave away gift cards, several people gift cards that I request you give me the information so I can send it to you. We gave away 6 years. Truly, it's great to come before your own this Monday. This is our second Monday back, because the first Monday we had a guest on. And we bring in guests from time to time to make sure they can share their what they're doing in their ministry, whatever it may be, because we're here to be interactive. We was thankful for having that chance to be able to bring that guest. Sherry Jackson, she's an author, and her book is My Struggle to the Call. She's available on Amazon. Check out that Sherry Jackson, My Struggle to the Call. We truly are excited because we have one of our co-hosts on. I'm gonna get you on. I didn't forget you. I'm going to get you on so we can truly jump into the topics. Hopefully all the others that are joining us. We have four or five that join us from time to time. But this one is a devoted co-host. Truly, I'm thankful because she's family, because she's a member of the Blue and White family. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of the great state of South Carolina. She has served many positions in the organization, but she also is a former administrator and just advisor for all the people that make a difference in their life. Without further ado, let us welcome this young lady from the great state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, none other than Scarlett Harvey Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm excited about being able to live. We've been pretty much bringing in guests, because the guests are coming in rapidly, and I can't turn them down. So I said, well, this is the show. Normally Monday works out for most people, and that's good. So I'm glad to have you here with us tonight. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and don't forget, I'm an author, too.
Yeah, she's right. I can't forget because she's a...
You always forget. I'm an author, too.
I'm going to put that book right in front of me, and that's Scarlett Harvey Black, and she's an author, and she has an awesome book. You need to take time to go to Amazon, and she's not just an author around, like some people say, international. People are requesting her book, and it's truly a great opportunity for to hear her and talk to her, because she's a part of what we're trying to do. She's been a part of us for almost about 5 years, I believe.
It sure has been 5 years. Wow.
She started off, we was on the Talking Sports Plus with the K Prime Time, and we was talking sports. And she would always be listening. She would be talking about her also Baltimore, which is North Carolina Central University. And at the time, they were rolling. They were just winning up championships. It was in the 17, 18, and 19. Now they're back at that, the Black College National Champion from last year. So truly, she's on top of it. She was giving truly a shout out and a fight for her school. Along with her home state school, who was also champion, which is Clemson University. So that's how we managed to connect with this, and we thank you so much, Scarlett, for being a part of this. And hopefully we can attract other support individuals in the form of co-hosts and talk about this title, United We Stand, Divided We Fall. And that's truly just a title in itself you can think about. If we don't get it together, if we don't work together, there's no way we can operate divided. And we have too many opportunities to get it together, but seem like we're still struggling. It's divided more and more, everything like every year. And truly, this is where we are. We need to come up with some ways. Let me give a shout out before we get started. Some people have joined us. We have new... underscore gamma underscore zetas. Remember of Zeta Phi Sigma. Sorry, I want to give y'all that. Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. My sisters, I be thinking about my chapter as well sometimes. Okay? Thank you. So they new underscore gamma underscore zetas that's joined us. We got MCD Bate underscore 1848. Remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you. Then you have Barney Leroy. Thank you for joining us. And we have Sonia McCartan joining us. Queen Ministress Lewis, one of our hosts of the Ministry Shannon Show. She's coming back. She typed in, hi, Doc. Thank you so much. Then we have Blue Magic, 1512, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated in the great state out down in Florida. I believe that's where she is. And we have several others on TikTok along with Tomlin. So we truly want this thing to make it do what it do. So, Scarlett, I want to take this opportunity, since you said I always forget your author, I want you to take this opportunity to share with our listeners your book, how they can purchase your book, and it's a great opportunity for us to be able to purchase a book, and she can tell you this story. Scott.
Well, thank you. Yes, my book, I'm real proud of my book. It's been out a little over a year now, so I'm still, what's the word you use always, Doc? I'm still grinding, and my book discusses about how people of goodwill, regardless of race, creed, color, ethnicity, or whatever, can come together and really address some real serious questions that some would like to erase or hide. It's called White Privilege and Systemic Prejudice in the Little Red Schoolhouse. But this book is apropos to anyone who's reached a glass ceiling, anyone who keeps striving and trying to reach the American dream of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's my story parallel with the stories of our struggle as a people in trying to reach the American dream, but also to find solutions together on how we can come, people of goodwill, because we've had people of goodwill in all phases of our history, from the beginning to the Civil Rights Movement, where we had people of goodwill, regardless of ethnicity, who came together with us to say, enough. We've got to make a change in this country. We keep talking about being divided. I don't think we're as divided as people want us to be. I think there are a lot more people out there who want to be truly the American people, we the people. So my book addresses this, and I talk about my struggles and my story and things that happened to me along the way, because both Doc and I are both lifelong educators, administrators. You know, once you leave the profession, you're really not gone from the profession. Am I right, Doc?
You know, right.
You're still out there. You're still out there working and promoting for young people and people all over this world. And for those who are trying to find and trying to live their dreams and aspirations. So that's what it's all about, and that's what we're all about here on this show, and I'm just glad to be a part of it, Doc. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And while you was talking, I was holding the book up to all the devices so all those individuals can see the book and its cover and everything, and they can go to Amazon and purchase the book, correct?
Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and you can purchase them online. And I do recommend the hard copy because it has an extra story in it that is very eye-opening.
Awesome, awesome. So she's our co-host on here, and she's an author. I had to make sure I said it's my sister of the Blue and White family. I'm taking my dad as well. Incorporated doing some awesome things, like many of all of our sisters and brothers that are doing things, because I've had brothers that's been authors on here, and other sisters that have been authors, business owners, attorneys, medical doctors. We just had them all on here because they want to be a part of it. So I do appreciate it.
And financial planners, too.
Financial planners have been on here, and they've been here all over the country, not just in the Southeast, all over the country. We appreciate them taking time to be here. And we're excited for WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one because we was able to get into our 6th year on last Wednesday, the 27th. 6 years of bringing this platform from one show to now 15 shows. and we're going just about every day, except on the weekend. There's a plot that is going to be a show on the weekends, probably on Sundays in the later part of the afternoon or in the evening. So we're really excited about going and doing that and sharing something. We want to be interactive. That's what it's all about. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in 347-857-4192. One, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actually your location. You can chat with our author, Scarlett Harvey Black, and myself, Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, and any other co-hosts who will be joining us. And we truly thank you for just being a part, because we couldn't do it without you. So we give you the hand clap of praise. They say thank you all for taking time, because you don't have to sit here and watch us. You don't have to listen to us, but you do take time to support what we're doing. So, Scarlett, let's take a look at this United We Stand. And, you know, a lot of times, Tyler, I got to realize, they hit me and I said, we're going to look at using this tonight. That, it ain't like it's just something that I've spent weeks and weeks thinking about. It just hit me, because I asked God, give me a title that really would open up the ability to communicate through the interactive. And I want to start off with education, since that is our world, because we are former educators, former administrators, former teachers, former counselors. We've been working, because you do all that in education. You just don't do what? Sometimes being the custodian, sometimes being the cook. You can do it all in education. We've had experience in doing a lot. So we wanted to look at the return of students back to the school this fall of 2023 and talk about some of the challenges that these individuals or young people are encountering as they return back to school. Scarlett, you want to start off right there and share some things maybe in your area they may be talking about, some of the challenges in the schools or the return of school, back to school?
Well, it's been challenging for children in this area, and I'm sure all over this country. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you, great.
Okay. All over this country, because COVID, with our children, some already being behind the eight ball in terms of their achievement levels, particularly in reading and math, they lost a lot of time. And it's been a scramble and a lot of hard work to try to get these kids back up to par. But my concern is not so much as getting them back up to par, but getting them beyond the par.
Yes.
And now, return to school, you got students in classes in some states, in the red states, who have lost AP classes for children, Black history classes. Curriculum has been changed with the history changed in quite a few places, books being banned. And I think the thing that wounded me more than anything was the fact that some schools in some areas have even demolished their libraries, taking the books out where they just don't even have a library anymore. And for these are the challenges that they have faced returning to schools, in addition to the staff, because teachers and administrators have left. I mean, really gifted, talented people we're losing in the profession because of the legislative hurdles they have to go through, the curriculum hurdles they have to go through, where they're being dictated to instead of being able to meet the needs of their student populations in their schools. They've left, and we've lost a lot of good people, and they're not coming back. Some, you know, who have spent many years in their field preparing and training are now seeing places across the country where, well, it doesn't matter whether you have a degree or not or a license to teach. So I'm worried about who's in front of our children, Doc, in some of these places.
Yeah.
Who's up there? You know how long it took us to prepare and to train and to get certified and licensed in our areas. This is no joke. You just don't can't have just anybody in front of a child and call them a teacher. So these kind of things are really what we have returned to in 2023, and I am concerned.
And, Scarlett, I'm concerned even beyond some of the things you just shared. One of the biggest things that concern me is our children. I always tell individuals, and you probably have said this, I'm more concerned about where our children, what position they're in, what opportunity they're given, more than I'm concerned so much about the adults. Because, see, I know a school right now in our local area, teachers are quitting every day. And it has nothing to do with some of the things that started. It just had to do with it. Sometimes the makeup of the operation of the building, and they're feeling unsafe. That's one of my biggest concerns, because the children are the one that's going to be hurt, because they can't leave. They can't pack up and leave. They have to still continue to be there and go through it. So I always suggest being both starting out former administrator is that you have to be concerned about who either in charge of your schools now. You have to be concerned whether they're able to administer to the point, administer the school enough so the school can be a safe place. Scott, I don't know whether you remember, you probably went in schools, used to have these big signs outside of them that said safe place. No matter where you come from or where you're going, children, special children, were going to be able to go to that building and be safe, but they're not in certain places, and that's the unsafe, and it's nothing to do so much with a race. Is the people in charge are not quite understanding what is their charge. In charge.
Well, if you're
charge, and
if you're not licensed and certified and been trained, and you just somebody just in a, they put in the classroom in some of these places. Unfortunately, that's what we have. You're right.
Exactly. And then we have some administrators, and you know, you went through the same way I did. Worked our way up to get to that position, being a leadership role. Some people may spend a year or something in administration, 4 or 5 years in the classroom, and now they are the one unit. You put them in charge. I know somebody thought they were in a bad position, but you just can't put everybody. Just like everybody can't be in front of the classroom. You need to know who's in the front of the classroom with your chair. You need to know who's in charge of that building. You need to know, because they are so instrumental in the safety and academic of the young people, because they're in charge of putting so many things together. And truly, it's got to know that when you're an administrator, you're the principal in charge of that whole building and everything that goes along with that building. You have to make sure your schedule is exactly like it's supposed to. You may have some wrinkles in it, but you don't want to have it where you have some people that may have 2 or 3 planning periods. Stuff like that. Then you got other people who got a full load of class. And that comes back to leadership. Always want to blame counselor. You didn't hear that, Scott. I think the counselor is the principal responsible for making sure put the right people in the place and they can put your schedule together. But check it before it go out. Don't let it go out.
Amen.
Check it.
And you need to be the one to help put together.
That's right. You should be one. We had some wrinkles, but the first week was able to iron those wrinkles out. But our children are still running into some of those challenges. And when they go to school, it becomes a day of just survival. And that's what I say concerns me about school. It's a day of survival instead of a day of educating our young people to be prepared for the future.
Amen. Amen.
And people got to realize, yes, we want to educate every one of them. We want to give them an opportunity to attain education, but it takes them to come to the trough as well. When they say the water, first come to the water, the trough got to break the water. You know, you got to come ready to open. You have to open your head up and pour it in there, then close it, expect you to take it and regurgitate it out so you can be successful. Truly, that's one of the biggest concerns. So the return has a lot more things going on. People not meeting. We're just trying to feel putting someone in charge that may, this may have a degree, may not have that experience, or may not be exposed to a teacher preparation program. I work at a teacher preparation university, and we started dealing with 8 interns. And it's challenging. I think it's like the blue out because I'm looking at so many portfolios. Portfolio, which is the way we put our interns through a process of 16 weeks, and they go through what they're doing, lesson plans, and videoing what they're doing, and it's sent off to Pearson, and it's scored. And from 37 up to 75, it's losing good teachers that's trying other fields because they're not even feeling safe, and that's one of the worst things as an adult, not to feel safe in that field. And people can tell me, you can't tell me, well, you get have to do it and do me nothing. If I'm hurt at home, it's not going to do anything for me. I need to be able to get to the right. Building. So that's one of the things that starts there, some important things about some of the things that are going on certain stages where they're trying to take out. Like you said about the library. And Scotty and I noticed that several libraries I've been in, some schools are so small, it's like they don't exist. And
someone's like going into a broom closet, and calling itself a library, and they take that too. And I'm thinking like, you got to be kidding me.
Exactly. And that kind of concerns me because whether people like it enough, I think, like it or not, like I said, the old way, we don't have to do the old way because we got a supercomputer. But as far as just think about those days when you was given your paper, right, you had to go to the library, understand the card catalog, right? You didn't have to read, have a table full of books. You're reading and you're building. And I see experience, take the supercomputer and find out anything you want right quick, right? But are you starting from it? Are you just accessing information so you can have information at your hand? You need to go through the process. We need to bring back a little bit of going back to that process. So that's kept secret for certain people are in books, right? Because books are not open, and we got to have people back. So this is the start of school. These are some things we see we want to share with you and talk about and see how we can move toward maybe just as, like I said, former educators. We're going to always play a part in this. We didn't, because we're no longer in the building, we don't do anything anymore. The experience should come into play, and I think that's one of the biggest challenges too, Scott, with people in charge now. They don't think they need to look at the people, generation coming for them. They think everything operates right now in their time and frame. And that's what we're being hurt with, our children being exposed to someone who got that, gained the ability, so you can say they have wisdom.
You need wisdom, and you need a little old school. I'm all for progress. But progress is not the end all to everything.
Exactly.
It really isn't. And, I'm like you, my love for books started even earlier because we had someone that came in from Charlotte into my hometown. They built a small library near my grandfather's barbershop. And every Saturday, we were at story hour at the library. And that's where, for a lot of kids, where, you never thought you would see the world or go out into the world. But for us, it was a way where we could go and explore the world and escape in our own imaginations and hear stories about faraway places and dream about, maybe one day seeing it in person, all kind of stuff. I just got a problem with people taking that away from children. Children, need to have the creative minds and the imagination to think beyond the four walls. And we're losing that. And I just wonder if we're going to be having just a whole generation come behind this one of folks that just don't have any clue on how to access information. If it's not on computer and all these other things. Like I said, progress is great, but it's not the end to everything. It's not the end all. And you got to have some background, because when the computers go down, and like I tell people all the time, when this stuff goes down, what are you going to fall back on? You know? So.
And Scott, I'm glad you brought it up, because I can remember when I was an assistant principal at a school and I was in charge of attendance. So that means I had to go to the attendance board with a lot of students and parents. And one of the key things that Judge always used to say, even though we kept it on STI, which was a software for teaching attendance, he always wanted to see a hard copy. He didn't want to see a home with he wants to see a hard copy. So I always tell him, you make sure you keep hard. That's why you get binders and you print out the copies and put them in the binders. And that way, if you have to go, you need to have documentation. Everybody doesn't want to look at your documentation on the phone. And we have to keep it in mind. We can always print out whatever's sent to us. We don't want to keep paper no more because we said we don't want to kill any more trees or you want to say, but the point is you need that paperwork, because one thing about it, it won't go yellow for probably 10 years. It ain't going to do it. But one thing about this software, if you're on a server, you might lose the opportunity to be on that server. So you lose the opportunity to have the information. So let's do a little bit old school. Let's go back to a little old school. Let's do research and find out about our history. So the only way we can go into the present for the future is that we have to have our history and understand and know our history. So we need to share this with our young people. Before we move forward, I want to give a shout out to join us. We have Lady B 1877, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Tina 9654, join us. Janae Williams 964. We have, it's AFRA Afra 77. Thank you, Joanna. Miss Bush of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we also have Queen Minister Lewis typing in some things. She's at a school that has 3,500 students, 350 staff, and truly, she said that's a working part with 3,500 students. That's a lot of students to deal with, but we want to give a shout out because she's typing in her comments, and I appreciate it. She said amen to what we was referring to. So,
congratulations to her, because I had a large school and a big staff, and it's a lot of hard work, and you've been at them too, Doc. You know, it's a lot of hard work, but I thank God every day that, and I think too, that we had the opportunity to do it. Because our philosophy about children and schools, I see a lot of my former kids coming back now, and they said, we just thank you for the type of environment that we had that made us, first of all, want to come to school, love school, and got everything that we could, you know, out of it. And many of them are first generation students in college and college graduates in their families.
That is awesome. So we have to realize a lot work is really working in our favor, and we should, you know, feel just because the title is United We Stand, Divided We Fall. We can fall anything or fall for anything. Mama always said, be careful what you fall for, because it can really be nothing. Let me give a shout out to one of our sponsors. This is L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC. And we're going to pay their advertising.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook. and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
You can give us the Anthony store call. That's 334-300-7401. We thank Mr. Stallworth for being a part of this and believing in what we're doing. We truly thank you as one of our sponsors. So I'll move to our next topic. And I won't stay on this one so long, you know, because I want to move to some of the other social issues that we need to address. Positive growth mindset and empowerment. I want to put that for you to think about it. Positive growth mindset and empowerment. We have the effort we put in too. The growth of our mindset to be in a positive frame. If you focus on all the negative things, then your growth will not, it'll be stagnant. You need to focus on positive growth mindset. You need to think that, you know, let's go at this in a positive way. I always say the three things and the three T's I always talk about, Scarlett, is prepare, plan of action with a purpose will give you a favorable outcome. If you have a positive mind, you know you can do that, so you prepare for it. That's the preparation, your positive mind. A plan. Put a plan of action. I always tell my children, they come to me, Dad, call me, they say, Dad, I need this. I say, what's your plan? They say, oh, this is what I thought about. See, I can work with you when you have a plan. Then that leads you to understanding your purpose in whatever you're dealing with. And eventually have a favorable outcome, whatever it may be. If you want a favorable outcome, you've got to have a positive mindset. Because it does, in the end, it gives you empower. It gives you empowerment. Give you ability to feel like I can do all things by trusting our Lord and Savior. You've got to trust in Him. And I can do it. Scott, you can share your thoughts on that.
Well, I had to chuckle when you said one part about the plan. I thought about my grandfather, who during his year, my grandmother's time, the highest they could go in their schooling was eighth grade. But my grandfather was one of the smartest people I've met, you know, along the way. He was just brilliant. And my grandmother she was just smart. They were just smart people. They knew their limitations. But my grandfather always said, and I had to chuckle when you made a comment about the plan, you know, about having one. My grandfather's take on that was always, okay, so what do you plan to do? You're doing a whole lot of talking, but what do you plan to do? You know, because he said, you know, talk won't get you but so far. Now, what you going to do about it? What you plan to do? That was his preparation and his plan of action. And he always wanted to know before we went after what we thought was our purpose, you know, and the purpose in the family was to make sure when you left every day that you don't embarrass the family and that you remember who you belong to and whose family you're part of and you better represent. So that was the preparation, the plan, but his thing was, okay, you did a whole lot of talking, but what you going to do? So
exactly.
I guess the mindset, and I had to chuckle when you said that, Doc, because I just could hear him saying that. The mindset is to first of all, he also had a saying back, can no one defeat you but you? Mm-hmm. You can be your own stumbling block. And no one can defeat you but you. So that's how, you know, that's what I always try to impart to everyone. You know, don't be in your own way. Get out of your way. And be positive about where you're trying to get to. But you can't get there without knowledge and planning and understanding of what it is that you want to reach. And then what you going to do? You know, just going to say it just like that, like my granddad would say, what you going to do? So stop doing a whole lot of talking. Negativity is not going to help it. Get out of your own way. What you going to do? And then make sure you have a purpose when you get, when you decide what it is you're going to do.
Exactly. And Scott, I'm glad you shared that, because that was something my dad, and my dad was, man, went on in eighth grade. He dropped out in eighth grade just to help his mom when my granddad passed. So he went to work to help his mom. So he could make, so people don't understand, I say he has an eighth grade education, but he have a master degree in life.
And amen.
I listened to him, before he even transitioned in 2020, during the pandemic, he used to sit up there and we have these talks. And he always talked about, he would say, get yourself a plan, but you never know what's going to happen. Have a plan. That's part of your preparation. And that's why I always use that. That'll lead you to your purpose. I said, that's what this man talking about. But because of the wisdom, the experience, put him in a position to share. It's not all about, you know, we talk about how much book education that you have. And he had another saying, Scott, that he always said. He used to give me a hard time. He said, son, you have all that education. You know what I said? I said, education. Not all that education. And, boy, I tell you right now, you got no common sense. See, you got all of these books, you got no common sense. He said, a man with common sense or a woman will found you because you are trying to outthink them. So one of the things that sticks with me and throughout my years, even going through my professional career and everything, I used to think about, I need to be in this job. Yes, I got to book all the books, but I got to have some common sense. People coming to me, parents and individuals, they come with the common sense, and they're going to have a common sense approach. You can't be too educated, walking on cloud, and not hear what they have to say. So I
amen.
Used to think to thank Dad for that, because you know what that did? Allowed me to be empowered. And I'm telling everybody that they can hear me in the sound of my voice, have a plan of action, prepare a plan, have a purpose, because see, if you prepare and plan, you're going to have a purpose for what you're doing.
Amen.
And you're going to have some, you have a results. We always want something. Sometimes we get caught up with people supposed to give us that. That's supposed to be mine. But if you didn't plan, if you didn't prepare for it, had a plan of action, knowing what your purpose was, why should you be given something? You're not entitled to anything. We have to
That's
earn
right.
it. We
That's
have.
Right.
Sometimes people always have that. See, the old saying about a hand like cups, my mom used to say, people walk around with their hands like cups, want to give me, give me, give me, give me. What about get out here and get it myself, because I want to prepare myself. I got a plan. Because God has placed in a position to understand I do have a purpose. It's not hard. Sometimes we're overlooking our purpose.
Yeah.
And too many times we see something else. You know, like the Jones is one of the things that keeps us from seeing our purpose in life. Because we want to be up there where the Jones are. Why don't you be like the Johnson? Why don't you be like the Smith? Won't you be like the Black? Just be yourself, and you can be successful, and you can empower yourself. Don't get caught up in how much money you make, because everybody got to remember, if everybody was meant to be a millionaire, it would be a common thing. If everybody was meant to be a billionaire, that'll be average. Everybody's not meant to be, but wherever you are, work hard, prepare yourself, plan, have a purpose, and then you have a favorable outcome. That's what he always shared. My dad always shared. I always give him a shout out for that, because you know he's transitioning, looking down. My prayers, he's looking down, guiding each and every one of his children and grandchildren and great grandchildren and great great grand. He's doing all that right now.
He's still guiding.
He's still, because as long as we're on this, we and my children and my nieces and nephews experienced him and did not experience hearing me talk about him. See, people got to realize we burn ourselves in life and our family through sharing our memories. A resource that never go away, and we're talking about generations. And that's wealth, because they got ability to attain wealth because they are in a level of understanding, a level of maturity and growth. That's what it's all about.
You know, after one of our shows, it must have been last year, year before last, and I started thinking about the generational wealth, and it made a lot of sense. And so my efforts has been to make sure that, you know, once I'm off the scene, that the family will have that generational wealth. You know, they already had, you know, a little something, but I mean real, real sustainable wealth. And that's what I've been kind of keeping my eyes to the prize on that, you know, working hard to look into ways of making sure that happens. And that came from one of our shows.
Mm-hmm. And that's awesome right there. Because we have to understand, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make all this money so I can have somebody. But I say, if you don't have nobody, leave it to me what it means.
Oh, exactly.
So you have to have your family, your children, your possibly grandchildren. Right? So we have to focus on it. So that's why we always talk about empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Parenting, have a purpose. Work that plan out, then you will be able to see some positive outcome. You can see well beyond where you are now. And I always say, I want to share this with you. For my family, I am the historian. That means
mm-hmm.
I reached past time because my dad and my grandmother and my great-grandmother were living. I used to ask a lot of questions about my people. And I found out I can trace my family and my mom's family back to 1848. I'll be sharing with y'all. That's why I don't want to be really. Because I can trace my family 1848. My great, 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 great grandfather. Yes, he was a slave. He was born and lived in Virginia and was moved to Alabama. So, that means something, and I share it with my daughter. I tell her, when I'm no longer on this earth, she can continue on and talk about the family.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do. That's what we're doing. We're beginning to not talk about what we have experienced throughout our generations. In our generation, everything has been perfect. We're imperfect people. We had a chance to experience something that brought all of us where we are now. So it's important that some people really focus on finding out about your family. Because I know people don't even know anything about your people. And that's a sad case to be when you don't know about your family. And another thing, make sure you speak people's names. And what I'm getting at, let me tell you what I'm saying. Don't always call nicknames. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know that was. I didn't know that was Bam Bam's name.
That's what I'm saying. So it's important that we keep a positive mindset, a positive growth mindset, allows us to be empowered, and that's what we're talking about. Let me give a shout out to some people joining us. Have to do that. G. Brown, Greg Brown, 7932, number 586 of Attorney Incorporated. That girl, Carla, 1970. And I want to kind of share some other people that's joining us on Tumblr and TikTok. We got MGMC09. We have Bad Weather 45. We have Glaze joining us. We have Slow Delight. Hayden Stuber joining us. We also have the perfect one joining us. J Dog joining us. We have Breed Flash. We just have several people joining us tell y'all I want to be able to read out, but we're kind of flashing. We got several people joining. They just don't put their names up on big bold letters, but I can see some of them. So it's truly a great opportunity to have each and every one of y'all with us. We get out the Queen Minister Lewis. She's typing. That's why I want people to be interactive. She said, yes, yes, God. So then she talked about situation that she had to walk away from God. These students are, she said, COVID, post-COVID-19 has got to have made some challenges in that 3,500 student body.
Yeah.
In play. So when I was in my senior class, when I graduated from high school, was 1,500. That was senior class. Junior, we was over 3,000 students in that school that I was attending at the time. And it was not coming in, you know, after integration, you know, 6'8", 6'9", and by 75, we were just really getting into a little bit of the post-segregation, and we were getting into integration, we were beginning to go more schools, and we just had big schools. And I can but to see a 3,500 population school now?
That's the size of a small town in some of these places.
That's what I'm saying. It's truly a challenge for them. I know it is. They got one more sponsor we got to do a shout out. Then we're going to move to affirmative action, Scarlett, and then we'll
the social challenges. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do affirmative action, and then we'll do the social challenges, which is voting and redistricting map, and we'll just push forth. But I want to pay some bills. If I call,
you may have to do a part two.
We're back in the game now. We took our time off. We're back in the game. So let's
we're back on it.
Back on it. Mary Ruth's Restaurants in Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
That's Mary Ruth's.
Isn't that my restaurant, Doc, that I was going to go visit? If I got
your restaurant, yes.
That's my restaurant, yeah. He's going to look at one day and see what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and I tell you, he catered a fair that was a scholarship fundraiser for our organization, along with one of the organizations. And I tell you, that's those folks are talking about that food. Like, God, this is the best food. It was like,
I'm telling you,
about 7:30 or 8. Ready to
get
up to eat. And they said, wow,
that's
awesome.
Yeah, that's him. He and his wife, I think, were doing that, you know, and sounds so good. So I'm still on invitation to one day show up.
Yeah, I tell you, like I tell people, you just feel the need because, you know, I know you would most likely come down to 85 and hit 60.
Yeah.
60 miles from Montgomery. About 60 miles from Montgomery. You'll be right there, and most people be traveling down to the beach, and they stop in at Long Beach and Texas. You really have to go that way to go by their restaurant.
To go by their restaurant.
I think a lot of people that traveling down to the beach, coming from the beach, stopping in, and I'm telling you, though, we don't give a shout-out to Mary Ruth, but that's the core Right.
Because
truly it's a great opportunity for you to get a good southern meal. It's one of the finest, and truly, it's good to know those individuals down in Butler County, Georgiana, Alabama, which is within 15 miles of Greenville, Alabama. So we give a shout-out to them. We got to play their advertising because they're supporting what we're doing. So we're going to quickly jump on to talk about the SCOTUS and the affirmative action ruling. Because after it happened, I talked to several, because I work on a college campus, y'all, historical black college. And I had a chance to talk to some people around there how that ruling would affect that particular school. And they enlightened me about some things. I really didn't really think about it because I was thinking with the way of opening the door that the Harvard and all that, when I'm not thinking about now you might have to, you know, move in that direction. Now, historical black colleges and university really doors and doing some awesome job. Both Scarlett and I are from historical black colleges and universities, and we're going to speak positive mind of it. So if it will put us in that situation. But Scarlett, you can share your thoughts on that, that rule of affirmative action from SCOTUS.
Well, first of all, people think that affirmative action, the kids, you know, students who have gone to PWI school, the affirmative action, even if they were anywhere else, they were skillful enough, talented enough, smart enough to get in any school.
Yes.
You know, to get in any school, and I think people forget that. These are not students who are going to these schools and being selected through affirmative action or whatever, who are slow kids. I mean, you know, slowful people. These are fantastic students. It would be welcome on any college campus. And I think that the powers that be, you know, got this twisted, and they don't need to because these kids are smart. They're taking the AP classes. Before some states are trying to do away with them, they've been involved in community service. They've done a lot of things, and to get to where they are in their lives. I'm like you. I would count the HBCUs because we have outstanding school programs ourselves, and outstanding colleges and universities across this nation, and the fact that many of us who are HBCU graduates, I mean, there's nothing crazy about us. You know, we're doing our thing. And so, you know, I think you're just a good, talented student. You're a smart student in terms of, and I don't mean smart in terms of just intelligence, but I'm just talking about just the hard work and the grind you want to, you know, you want to do to be and realize your dreams, regardless of where you go. You'll be accepted anywhere. You know, you and I could have gotten anywhere. You know, we had affirmative action back then or whatever case may be, you know. It was nothing unusual, but we were closed down because most of the schools weren't even desegregated during some of these times. So, you know, let's give us a break. And the HBCUs formed as a result of that. Nothing wrong with our schools.
Nope.
You know,
nope.
You go, you make what you want of your college education and make it the very best experience that you'd ever have in your life. But you work hard in school. You graduate, you move on to higher education, and you don't look back.
Exactly.
You just don't look back. And you bring other people along with you. Reach back and bring someone else. So, I'm, when they talk about affirmative action, it just doesn't wow me because I just know the type of students that when I was in, before I went to administration, you know, I was a high school guidance counselor, and I know the children that I transported for them to go see University of North Carolina, for them to go see Duke University and all those places, and they would have gotten into any school where they wanted to go in this country.
Exactly.
So, in other words, you know, don't think you're doing us a big favor. And for those folks who've gotten their careers like people on the Supreme Court that forgot they came through affirmative action in a whole lot of ways, you know, don't forget.
Exactly. And I'm totally jumping in. It's important that we understand that I know a lot of people are broadcast not aware that at one time we provided some and still provide some of the extra lot of us just couldn't go to PWI. And that's becoming, so when the theme come into play, it, a lot of times it came and swooped somehow better top of our line, but we still were left with top of the line students in those that allowed them to excel. Everybody just can't operate in a setting with 30, 40, 50,000 people. People got to accept that and understand that. Sometimes affirmative action allows you to get there. You'll go through a historical black college and you'll move to the next level, might be to a PWI to further your career, whether it's a law or whether it's a doctor. We're just saying that this allows us to kind of work on, I know as I talked to several leaders of historical black colleges, they were saying it wasn't going to be as bad as everybody thinking in regards to our university. What we need to do is what we need to get. So if they're not getting there, they have to have an opportunity to come to a university that can offer them a great opportunity to be global. And that's exactly what he said. The gentleman I was talking to, they can move into the global world through our university because we are global. And we can do more things and provide them with a global experience. And Scott, you can attest to this. There's nothing like experience at a big HBCU. I don't care what nobody. They can go to all these other schools, but when you go there, all the pageantry during the season, football season, all the other things that, that happen throughout a year, instead of we carrying out the right baton and tune the right horn, a lot of times people believe it's the worst place to go because some of the people who graduated from those universities take the word out. That's because they were disgruntled. They want the university to suffer. And I say, truly, truly, that's not true. I was so delighted to go, come back to the university that I had an opportunity to really work and be the best person I could be. When the opportunity came, I jumped on it. I said, let me go back because I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference. God bless me to be able to make this difference. So I'm just saying I'm excited about the opportunity to see our university grow.
Yes.
And because we are expanding. Because a lot of our universities are going from, in some cases, 7,000 to 8,000 or 9,000 students, 10,000 students like that in summer. It's just, it's there and it's available. And education truly has to allow, you have to allow it to fit. You just don't need to go somewhere just because they said they can get you a better situation. They are in another, they call themselves in another level, another atmosphere. Go where you fit, work hard, and you'll be promised an opportunity, whether it's the careers you need. You just need to make sure you prepare yourself. Because I always tell individuals, it's better to get prepared, but then find out you have it and not prepared. You got to go get prepared. So prepare yourself to be successful. Prepare yourself to be empowered through your education and not let people determine what direction we're going to go and we're feeling bad. No, we still can do it. I'm doing the coach speech now, Scott. I'm doing the coach speech. We can do it. truly. And as we move forward, we want to kind of I have to play a couple more. I know we're going to lift you up beyond the time. Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
I'm going to end it right there. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Nothing should change your mind. Plan, have a purpose, and you can have a favorable outcome. Starting as we move forward, I want to give a shout-out to Tristat LLC, Mr. William Scott, a consulting firm that meets your needs. Mr. William Scott works with you once you've been awarded the grant, and he'll help you administrate so you can do your presentation to the grantors at the end of the time frame on the grant. His number is 334-320-5438. That's Mr. William Scott. He's one of our major contributors for our hotel stay. He's always working. I call him and say, yeah, I got that. We'll get it. And last week, when he's promised for the holidays coming at Thanksgiving, we're going to be wrapping off a 5-night, 6-day trip to Paris, France.
Wow.
5-night, 6-day trip to Dubai.
Wow.
Well, we're taking care of the whole day. We're going to pay for the hotel.
So you get there.
You have to make it. You got 18 months once you activate it to go. So truly, let me give them stay. Now we got to find your ticket for the plane. We're going to take it at a hotel. And the luxury hotel varies from $1,800 to $400. In Paris, it's going to be right at $3,600 for the hotel stay for 5 nights. So we're doing that. We're going to be giving that to you. So truly put yourself in a position by registering, sending your name to LorindaDSmith15@gmail.com. I look forward to putting you in the pot and shaking it up and rattling around so your name will come out and you can accept the trip. Because you can win in this. Don't accept it. It's fine with me. Because we'll move it to the next person. We don't have no problem. We want to give it away. We ain't trying to hold on to it. Truly, truly that. Scott, have we been ready?
All right.
Al, we just want to talk about what's going on with the redistricting maps, with the voting situation. You know, the state of Alabama is one of them that determine we're gonna keep fighting till we get everybody to do what we want to do. But in regard, there are other states that are coming up, Louisiana as well, then another state that's dealing with that. But I can't remember. I read some about their high court saying something. But if you want to share some thoughts on redistricting, because you always was sharing with us where the voting was put at African American disadvantage. It's always been
well, basically, it's going back to apartheid, like it was in South Africa, where the minority is majority rule, and that's all it is. As the population in our country gets more minority, and people, you know, coming in from all over the world, and the populations continue to grow, particularly Hispanic populations. I think that we're number two minority now, aren't we?
Number three.
I think we're number two. But anyway, that's all that's about, and that it's no longer the rule of one group. It's becoming very diverse. And the diversity is scaring a lot of people. So as a result, what you do to save your power, you pretty much gerrymandered or redistrict the map. And where a lot of the minority communities are losing representatives because sometimes they just look up and they're not even on the map anymore. They've been consolidated with someone else. And so it's a matter of just trying to keep power in these states. And you're in the state of Alabama, yeah, you all are not being, y'all have been just downright defiant because there are rules on that you're going to have to change, and defiance is not going to get it. You know, the bottom line is you can't just have a minority ruling majority of people. This is called democracy, and it's called diversity. So that's what's happening.
Exactly. And just to add, I'm going to give a – I read a story Joe Reed. I don't know whether you heard of Joe Reed. Used to be Alabama Democratic Party for many years. And first they wouldn't allow the Alabama Democratic Party to be a part of it, a conference, be a part of the redistrict. But they put a map together, and it seemed like it may be close to what SCOTUS is really saying. But a lot of people don't want it because it says that to be a possibility as close as possible, and I think they have it like 51-49. I think that I'm not sure. I hadn't read it. I just heard them speaking about it. So truly, I think that's one of the things that I think the group tried to keep ABC out of it. They didn't want them to bring a map there. They wanted to go with the map they had. I'm talking when it was submitted up. Now I'm talking about the state of Alabama. I'm talking about the group that was put the map together. But ABC is the best three maps out. They seem to be, and this group is not really part of ABC that filed the lawsuit and pushed it up to Supreme Court. So there we go again. We're divided. We're fighting on something. But you have to kind of give a little to get something. So truly that's something we're just sharing. We're not going to, we're getting at the end of the hour here when I say we're going beyond the hour, 13 minutes over the hour. But it's been awesome. We're going to come back and revisit this. On the next show, we got a couple more topics we want to talk about, and we will do that starting, and we will talk a little bit more about the redistricting, the political landscape. We're going to talk about that in our next show in 2 weeks. Make sure, okay, Scott, let me make sure, because 2 weeks, we might do it in 3 weeks, because we're going on a trip to Hawaii for five.
Yeah, three. If it was 3 weeks, that'd be better for me because I got I'm on the Grants Committee for something, and we meet every third Monday now. So
okay.
If it's 3 weeks, that'll work out.
That'll work. So
you know, that's what you plan to do. You know, it'd be great for me.
We'll be back because this week coming up will be like the 7th, I believe, and then the next week will be the 14th. And then I think the 21st, however it is, it's going to be 23rd or something like that. But it'll be in 3 weeks. It'll be in 3 weeks. It won't be a normal 2 week schedule because today is the 2nd, and next week will be the 9th, which is my birthday. So I'll get one more
birthday.
I'll give a shout out. And then the next week will be the 16th. Then it will be that following week.
Okay.
Yeah. So we appreciate everybody joining us. We have one more ad we have to play, Scarlett, because if we don't play this, you guys are really getting mad with me. And
I hope it's your chapter, because you got. I've been missing this.
Indeed, a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
I had to get it in because they will be calling.
Yeah, you had to get it in. I'm telling you.
Let the brothers know. But it's been awesome sharing with you all tonight.
I've loved this. It's been a lot of fun.
It's truly a great opportunity and fun. Our Queen Minister Lewis, thank you for being interactive. And she put down when we was talking about the historical black colleges and universities, said my mom and my mom's mom all went to HBCUs. And then my kids went to HBCUs, and you just said my issue because I went to ASU. So truly, truly, thank you so much, Queen Minister Lewis. Don't try to get you back in. I know you're dealing with 3,500 students, and you wanted a counselor. I can imagine how that is. Ain't no joke. So when you have
no joke,
back, we have to do it on a weekend. We'll do it on a weekend. It's been awesome, Scarlett, and we're going to get ready to wrap it up. Your parting words you want to share with us.
I've just enjoyed the show, the format. This has been you got some eye-opening topics on here, and I thank you because it gets you, you have to stretch and you have to think, you know, and research and everything, but it's been a great show. Thank you so much, and thanks to the audience for joining us. We can't do it without you, and if you want to see an example of positive growth mindset and empowerment, look to this show, Doc, and Doc. One show, one state or whatever was on, and see where it is now. It's a blessing from God.
It is, truly. Thank you so much, God. I really enjoy it. I always enjoy an opportunity for us to share some thoughts with our listening and watching audience. God is so good. Truly, I want to tell everybody I love them. There's really nothing they can do about it because I can love you as much as I want to love you, and it's coming from my heart. I don't play with love. Love ain't none of that. I know what love is and what love does. And as we get ready to close out, I want to tell each and every one of y'all, God has blessed us with another opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to be able to be united. As a title, we stand, divided we fall. But the point is, we have to work together within our own homes first. You know, this show is all about talking about neighborhood, block by block. And what you have to do is start at home. And make sure you're together at home. And then you can be united at home. Then you can move and make other situations united. That's what we have to do as a culture. That's what we have to do as a people. That's truly how we share. This is Talking Real to You, prime time. And truly it's been awesome tonight to talk about some awesome topics, life in the educational world, along with just truly what's going on through our political world, arena, voting situation. It's been good. So, Scarlett, as we're ready to get out of here, I just want to you. Thank you again. You humble me every time you come on. Thank you so much. And sharing some great knowledge. And truly, it's been a best. Thank you so much. And as we close out, I want to say to y'all, to everybody, I'm going to say like y'all. Y'all, like they say. So it's been an amen moment. And everybody got to understand an amen moment. So when you, whenever you got a moment, you have to really take time to listen to what the amen is. See, God has just put us in so many different places. And all the time we see and complain, we want it this way, that way. But, you know, it's an amen time. We don't want to write to the music, but we want to play this song to close out the show. It's an amen moment.
Coming, hell, it's like I've been running. Is my mind playing tricks on me? I guess you wanna phone me. If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know when things began to change. You came and turned it all around. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I know. Got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good. You keep that cooking good. Best thing for sure. Your love by settling, settling on me. Like a kid in a blanket, made it hard for me to leave.